Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We've decided that we need a theme for our next guest.
What do we need?
Because he is the Mariano Rivera of talk show guests. He's our closer. Coming in to wrap up our week, such
way
as
to
it
go,
is.
David.
You couldn't find a Baltimore Oriole closer, right?
No, well, I thought I'd go with the greatest of all time, David.
No, he is.
Yeah, come on, let's move you up.
I'll concede that.
I would thought I would put you in his class.
So okay.
That is the great. This is the great David Lightman, national political correspondent and federal congressional reporter for McGlatchy Newspapers. Good morning, sir. How are you making out down there?
Fine. I just say it's a good thing all this is happening in spring, so you can at least go outside. I mean, you imagine if it got dark at 4:30 and cold and, oh, my God.
It would not be good, David.
No.
It would not be good. And by the way, you want to see, check in with McClatchy, go to McClatchyDC.com. And, the nice thing is their stories, most of these are related to you-know-what. But the fact of the matter is, since you have the Miami Herald, they've got a lot of stories there. I'm looking for, we've got elections. that's the one thing. Is that going on? I didn't know.
Yeah, Wisconsin primary Tuesday.
Really?
Are they doing it by mail?
They're fighting over that now. Let's see if it comes off. But, yeah, they plan to go ahead with it.
Have they talked, and I'm sure they have, and you'd be clued in on this, have they talked about their backup plan for the conventions?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's been a lot of talk about virtual conventions and Zoom conventions by Zoom and all this. So you saw the Democrats yesterday move their convention a month to mid-August.
Right, right.
The idea of packing people into an arena like that, and that's the ultimate, unsocial distancing thing. Now, the Republicans, I haven't heard a word about changing anything. They're due to meet in late August. But, yeah, a lot of talk about that. A lot of planning, too.
Well, and interestingly, I saw yesterday Milwaukee, the residents of Milwaukee, are kind of saying, guys, maybe you ought to go somewhere else.
Yeah, they're not so crazy about this for a lot of reasons. Well, not only that, you all probably recall when the conventions have been in New York and Boston, basically it shuts down the city to everybody but
it does.
People involved in this thing.
Right, yeah.
Think of security alone. I remember when it was in Philadelphia 4 years ago, my God, trying to get down that freeway from miles away was impossible because cops literally stopped people on the they were checking cars on the freeway before they'd let them go through.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, as prestigious as it is for a city like Milwaukee to hold the convention, it's just as much of a pain in the tuchus as it is anything else.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like, the Olympics. Remember, for years, cities would compete, and all of a sudden, maybe this isn't such a great idea.
Well, and the other thing is, there are obviously exceptions, but you build all this infrastructure like a velodrome and all this stuff, and you've seen some of these sites, particularly for Winter Olympics, where they have ski jumps and all this stuff, and basically they sit and decay after a while.
Exactly.
I think Athens had a terrible time.
And the taxpayers pay for it.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks to this downturn we're in right now.
Oh, God.
Really? You're going to ask the taxpayers to pony up more money? No.
David Leiby with us from McGlatchy Newspapers down in D.C. at 8:53. Is everything totally shut down there?
Yes. Yeah, downtown is... I haven't been downtown in 2 weeks. I mean, Congress is gone. They're back April 20th. In fact, they're telling us not to go near the building. My office is you know, you can get in, I guess, with a security card, but they're strongly encouraging us not to. Now, it's all being done remotely, and strangely enough, it's working, at least for me.
Good.
Well, so are we. We're at home, too. So, I mean, it can work in certain businesses.
Yeah, I mean, what you miss, as you know, is just being with people, socializing.
I mean, actually, I don't, but that's okay.
Oh, well. I miss the action, frankly. I mean,
that's coming from Ray Dunaway, Moody Loner.
I've been in social isolation for quite a while. Moving on. You want to talk about the election since you have one story at McClatchy, D.C.?
Yeah. You know, Biden's got a problem here, and that is, how does he get visible? How does he insert himself into the conversation? I mean, it's strange for him because for, 40-some years, as founder or vice president, he was very much a part of the conversation.
Okay.
And now, poor guy is sitting in his house in Wilmington doing remotes from his basement. There's no role for him. And then he's got Bernie Sanders to contend with, who won't drop out. Cuomo, you know, people watch Cuomo's live press conferences every day now. He seems to be the face of the Democratic Party. If you're out west, you're watching California Governor Gavin Newsom. If you're in Connecticut, you're watching Governor Lamont. Where is Joe Biden? And his people are worried about
this.
Can
he be?
And I think he's caught between a rock and a hard place because really people don't want to hear anybody politically at this point.
No, they don't want any of that. And, you know, if he tries to make news, again, it just sort of goes away. I mean, he wants to put a woman on the ticket. That got him 24 hours of news. That's that. But he can offer all the proposals he wants. But we look to Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell and that crowd for proposals. You know, we look to the governors for solutions. So you don't know. Things move so fast, though. You don't know what impact this is going to have. You know, someone was pointing out the other day that this is, April 3rd. It was 2 months ago on this show and others. All we talked about was impeachment. Remember that?
So, well, David, I saw a story yesterday that Speaker Pelosi has put together, I guess is trying to put together a task force, so to speak, to determine whether or not they should investigate the president's handling of this thing.
Yeah, and Trump fired back, I guess, this morning saying another witch hunt. Yeah, I mean, what? I know.
It's old.
What can I say? Again, the public, you know, is scared to death about the economy and health. I don't think they're too worried about a special commission to investigate anybody right now.
No, exactly. And you know what? At this point, and we've said this, and you've said it with us, this is not about politics. This isn't about whether somebody was late to the party or somebody didn't do the job. It's about figuring out how to handle this and how to get us back to as close to the old norm as we're ever going to get. It's not about stringing people up for whatever reason. That just defeats the
purpose.
What's
the point right now?
And it makes Pelosi and the Democrats look awful.
Yeah, it's about survival. For crying out loud. You know, look, you look at the readership on what we write. You know what people want to read about?
What?
Their problem is they can't get through to a government agency. They want to know about their stimulus check. They have questions. They want to know if
they're swamped.
Today's supposed to be the day that banks can make small business loans under this new law. Yeah, it'd be interesting to watch these small business people trying to go to get in touch with a bank to get a loan. This is what the system is frustrating them like crazy. They try to file for unemployment claims. The lines are jammed. I don't know how it is in Connecticut, but I know.
It's that way.
Yeah, I mean that's the story. That's what we can do journalistically is write about that. Try to get them answers. Try to even do Q&As. Not, you know, which Democrat is going after which Republican.
Yeah, just leave it alone for now. You know,
nobody cares. Nobody cares about
people want solutions, and again, survival. That's the key.
Oh, by the way, I just wanted to mention the jobs report came out this morning at 8:30. The United States lost 701,000 jobs. The unemployment rate, and I'm sure it'll be much higher in another month or so, from 3.5% to 4.4%. And, you know, that's going to mount, I'm afraid.
Oh, I mean, look, you had, 6.5 million new claims for unemployment last week. So what's that tell you?
Well, it happened at our building yesterday. So that's just.
That's what I heard. You know,
that's just part of the example. So, I mean, we just, you're like everybody else. There's You've got the daily press conference, the COVID task force press conference, and then trying to look into stories and trying to figure out what people are interested in at this time.
Well, I'm telling you, the stories that get read and the ones that matter are the ones that somehow try to deal with people frustrated by government, by agencies. They want answers. They want solutions. They don't want to hear this political rhetoric. They want to know, why can't I get through to the unemployment agency? What do I do? How do I get through?
Right.
One thing I tell people, call your congressman.
Well,
they're out there hustling.
And a lot of them, you know, like we had Joe Courtney on the other day, and, you know, he was talking, you know, he's trying to remain apolitical on this thing.
Right.
And
yeah.
I admire him for that. So, you know, he's not jumping on the bandwagon there. So that's cool. Hey, just a question, David. If, in fact, you know, and Joe, I know, is a fan of Andrew Cuomo, thinks he's handled this thing well. And I got to admit, he's done a pretty good job. But, I mean, is there any way the Democrats would be thinking about maybe him being the guy?
You know, he and on the West Coast, Gavin Newsom, the California governor, who I know we don't see quite as much because, you know. But, yeah, I mean, there is gossip about that. I mean, because after all, these guys take charge guys who appear to be apolitical. Cuomo, though, remember, up until this point, always had a likability problem. That's why
yes.
We said he never went for national office. So
yes.
Newsom, on the other hand, clearly has his sights on the White House.
Telegenic. I got to say, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah,
David, we got to run. Stay safe, my friend, and we'll look for you to close our week next week.
Great. Stay healthy, and same to you.
Stay home.
That too, right.
See you, David.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.